This story contains explicit language and adult themes.
This is a grown-up storytelling, so I'm going to be very grown-up and talk about shitting my pants. I've done it 3 times in my life. As like a sentient, I mean, I've done it many times. I mean, the first couple of years, that's about all I did, I think, probably. The first time was I was about 5 years old, and I was playing pinball with my buddy Fred Taylor, who was one of those like little kids with big heads and like sandy voices, and whatever they say is funny. So he was just like, "Hey," and I was like, "Ha!" And just like an adult-sized shit came out of my pants, and I followed around like a dog in a tail, just trying to eat it. So, the next time I did it was a couple years later. I was at dinner with my siblings. I'm the youngest of 4. And I was wearing sweatpants, as I did when I was 7 for that whole year. I wore sweatpants for that whole year. I was like, what are the sweatpants? Yeah, every day, constantly. Bedhead, I don't fucking care. I'm 7. I'm doing it up, 7 style. I got it on lockdown. I'm wearing sweats every day. What do I need pockets for? A wallet? All I have is a Daryl Strawberry baseball card inside of it. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing really happening at 7 that you need. Like, oh, keys for, like, what, my Snoopy snow cone maker that requires keys now? Okay, sure, why not? So I'm sitting at dinner, my mom trying to feed me, like, fish sticks. I'm just like, nah, fuck that. I'm not gonna eat, no, I'll dip them in milk. I'm lactose intolerant, I found out. So, but I'm sitting at dinner, and I farted, and then a little turdlet came out. And I turned to my siblings, and I was like, you guys are not going to believe what just happened to me. And they're like, what? And I was like, I thought I was going to fart, and then like a little turdlet came out. And they were like, no way. And I was like, yeah. You guys aren't going to do anything fucked up to me now because of it, right? And they're like, of course not. So then they pinned me to the ground and proceeded to try to squish the turdlet against my leg. Now, sweatpants are wonderful. In England, they call them tracksuit bottoms. And the only problem with sweatpants, though, is that the elastic at the ankle means that nothing can escape. So for the next, like, 20 minutes, my siblings proceeded to just play, like, turdlet pinball on my legs, just trying to squish it against my legs. And they did. And now I'm a comedian. The other time I shit my pants was incredibly recently. I had a bunch of breakfast meetings. This was like a Tuesday, and go to the first meeting, have some bacon and eggs, coffee. Go to the second meeting, already tired coming down from the first coffee. So I'm like, all right, it's 9:30. It's time for a second round of coffee. French press, different blend. Go to the third meeting, fruit smoothie. And then I get in my car. I am not even 10 minutes from home, all right? I am at Beverly and Crescent Heights. And I live at Beverly and La Brea, basically. So I just have to get past Fairfax to get home. I get in my car, I turn it on, and I'm like, oh, something inside of me is changing. But I'm like, I'm an adult. I can get home. I can control myself. So I start driving, and all of a sudden I'm like, ooh. And the hairs on my arms start to lift as if I'd been in bed reading, and I'm like, I believe there's a burglar about. But I keep driving. Ugh. breathing. And I'm like, oh, ooh. This caterpillar wants to become a butterfly. Keep driving. And I'm like, oh, God. I'm really breathing heavy now, like I'm doing like some version of butt lamas, you know? Because I am stone cold crowning with a butt baby. I pull up in front of my apartment. I am literally no farther away from my apartment building than that screen right there. And I'm like, oh God, I don't know if I'm gonna make it. I'm like, am I gonna make it? My body's like, so, you know, in New Orleans, before the levees burst, there was a moment where they're like, what if we let like a little bit of water out? So I let like a Hershey Kiss that's been sitting in the sun all day out. And I'm like, is that it now? Is that it now? My body's like, no, I want it all. I'm still not parked. I'm sitting there clutching my window. I'm like, oh my God. And then I just fill my underwear with like a travel size pillow worth of brisket. And my body's like, yeah, we're good. I'm still not parked. I'm holding on to my steering wheel for just some sort of leverage. And so I'm like, all right, I got to park. Yeah, because I'm driving like a 1984 Chrysler New Yorker. So I reverse to park. I look around to see if there are any neighbors who are witnesses to this and will have to be killed eventually. I look around. I get out of the car. And I just sort of like waddle inside, like I'm Charlie Chaplin, just like. I get upstairs, take a shower, and then like a 4-hour shame nap. Woke up, got in the car and came on down here to do the show. Thank you, guys. I'm Nick Kroll. Enjoy the rest of your night.